This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 242, Why Hollywood is Not Always Holly Good for Your English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 5 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection. You'll finally get real native English conversation with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
You love Hollywood. You've seen all the big movies, but today you'll find out why you can't simply copy and paste the phrases you learn into your English conversation.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Lindsay.
We both said hello at the same time. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Not too much, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm feeling great today.
Wonderful. How's the weather?
The weather's good. It's December. It's cold. It's Christmas Eve, actually.
I know. Are you excited? Do you have any exciting plans for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm just going to spend time with my family, maybe watch some Hollywood movies.
Oh, that's a great thing to do on Christmas.
I know that a lot of our listeners love Hollywood movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, you were telling me that you have a story about a student who used a phrase, right, from a movie?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I mean, I know that our listeners watch Hollywood movies all the time, and they're so much fun. And I had a student who was preparing for a presentation, and he had a phrase that he had heard on TV or in some movie, and he wanted to use that in a professional presentation at a conference. And it just didn't work.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Do you remember what was the phrase?
I remember what the phrase was. It was this. Once and for all.
Oh, okay. I mean, well, that's great. But I mean, what advice did you give him?
So I said, you know, that's great that, you know, you're picking up phrases from Hollywood. But my advice was don't copy and paste from Hollywood.
Don't copy
and paste. Why? Because when you do, it sounds a little bit fictional, or it sounds like drama, because Hollywood is drama, isn't it, Michelle?
Right, absolutely. Sometimes I notice, at least when I'm watching like even a TV show, that the language seems very unrealistic. Mm-hmm. And so it's good for TV or for the movies, but probably not good for real life. And I think that that's really important for, you know, us to learn, is that just because you hear it in a movie or on a TV show, it may not be perfect for real life.
Exactly. And occasionally people do use movie quotes in real life, but they use them in the context of giving a quote. And right. In order to do that, you need to change your tone of voice, don't you, Michelle?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, it's really good. Sometimes you even adopt the voice of the character,
right,
you know, that used it.
For example, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That was great, Lindsay. Tell us, which movie was that from?
Well, of course, our listeners know that was from Forrest Gump. And I know
That's
I should
right.
be, I'm really a Southerner at heart with a Southern accent. So when you're going to throw out a Hollywood quote, you're doing it for humor, to be funny. Right. You're doing it to draw attention to yourself or the situation, to add drama, and you need to also add the tone of voice.
Right. Absolutely. So yeah, we have a few really cool movie quotes here that let's go through them and talk about, you know, do we think these are realistic, you know?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first one we have is, may the odds be ever in your favor.
I like your intonation.
Thank you. Do you know which movie this is from?
I guess it's from Toy Story. Is that right?
No, actually, this one is from The Hunger Games.
Oh, Hunger Games. I never got into that. I wonder if our listeners are into The Hunger Games. That's so funny.
The Hunger Games. That's so crazy.
Yeah. Is it crazy?
Yes.
Did you get into it?
To be honest, I read the first book, and it wasn't my favorite, but I did see, the first two movies. I think the third one just came out. So I don't know. For me, it's not my favorite thing ever, but I mean, it's worth seeing, I think, or reading.
It's worth seeing. Yeah. So do you ever hear people using this phrase in their conversations?
I do hear it, but only, like we said, right? Only as a quote from the movie. So for example, actually this past weekend, I had a gingerbread house contest at my apartment where we all had to make gingerbread houses. And as a joke beforehand, we said, may the odds be ever in your favor, right?
Oh, okay.
But so we used it, but it's, you know, everybody knows, you know, like it's kind of a famous movie. And so, you know, it's kind of a joke, you know,
yeah.
I'm not saying it. I would never say like, all right, let's start the contest. May the odds be ever in your favor. You know,
yeah,
it would just be strange.
That's right. People would roll their eyes.
Yeah, they'd be like, what, Michelle?
Right. So if you're quoting the movie, you've got to really put it in that tone of voice and raise your voice. Now, this phrase once and for all that my student used, it's not necessarily a specific movie, but it just sounds like Hollywood to me.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Right. Yeah. I think that, you know, it can be used, but I just, it sounds a little, yeah, dramatic. Like what you said, like once and for all.
Dramatic. It's too dramatic.
Right.
And then we
right.
have this phrase, may the force be with you. Oh my gosh.
Ah, that's a famous one.
What's the intonation for that, Michelle? Do you know?
I believe it's probably may the force be with you
or
something like that, right? Star Wars.
Good job. Wow.
Thank you.
You're very good at impersonating.
Oh, thank you. That's my side job. So this is Star Wars. I mean, this is actually kind of similar to the first one in meaning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Or may you be empowered, right?
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to confess something. I've never seen a Star Wars in my life.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, I've heard, you know, maybe teenage boys using this quote, like, may the force be with you, right?
Oh yeah.
It's sort of nerdy.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think if you say it in, if you say it like in a real conversation, you better be saying it as a Star Wars quote or else somebody's going to be laughing, right?
Exactly.
It just doesn't seem like real English. So it's good that if you hear it in the movie and you pick it up and you think, what does this mean? But probably not a great one to use just in naturally, you know?
Right. You wouldn't use this in a presentation. May the force be with you. Go ahead and take notes. May the force be with you. No.
Right. Okay, well, what's the third one we have, Lindsay?
Yeah, so Houston, we have a problem.
Ah, okay, which movie is this one
from? This is from Apollo 13. Did you see that one, Michelle?
I think I saw it a long time ago, a long time ago. But even though I don't really remember the movie, this quote is so famous that everybody knows it.
It is famous and people do use it, but once again, they use the intonation. They mark it, right? It's a specific language piece. They don't just keep it in the same flow with the rest of their sentence.
Right. It wouldn't just be like, oh man, I forgot my bag. Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, you would mark it a bit more.
Right. It'd be like, oh no, I forgot it. Ah, Houston, we have a problem. It's almost like, it's cheesy. It's a joke, right? You're not using it in your real, you know, day-to-day language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think that these examples are great. I think that we've made our point here, you know?
Right. So, I mean, the takeaway here, I think the main thing is to remember, don't just copy and paste from Hollywood, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm a big fan of using movies, TV shows, all these things for learning English. And I think that, you know, it's really important and helpful. But sometimes you just want to be careful that it's not like cheesy movie quote and then it's actual English, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of these are really more like catchphrases than famous quotes rather than actual just conversational English.
Yeah, I think so. So really make it clear that you're quoting a movie. Change your tone of voice and make it a fun quote. Don't just dump it into a presentation or a formal situation where it doesn't belong, okay?
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks. Bye.
Are you 100% confident that your emails are giving the right impression when you write them in English? If you're not, then I can help. I've prepared a free video training for you at allearsenglish.com/email. You're going to get a video explaining the mistakes that you're making with your emails in English right now, plus a free PDF guide to go along with it. So come on over to allearsenglish.com/email and I'll see you there. If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening and see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.